97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm going to tell you some things you might not know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That is literally why I bring you
Fact
in here.
Fact number one, if you get pure evil tattooed on your knuckles, you will lose your job as a police officer. So just in case you were curious about that. Not allowed to get pure evil tattooed across your hands.
So talking about P-U-R-E on one hand and E-V-I-L on the other hand.
These are my two fists, pure and evil, right here.
It's not a visual medium. I have to spell it out for folks. What about like telling your boss that you wanted it to be live pure and they just misspelled it at the tattoo place?
I'm sorry, it was supposed to if they were on like the images and evil pure. No, it's supposed to say live
supposed
pure.
To say live pure.
No, now I have to join a biker gang. The entire path of my life has changed. I was thinking about other potential four-letter things that you could have. Good dude. Like, now I really want to get good dude tattooed on my knuckles. I feel like that'll be really fun.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, that's your first fact.
So I assume that there was a police officer who got that tattooed
on
their knuckles?
You are correct.
Yeah.
A police officer in Cincinnati, Ohio. Our second fact is
No, go back. What was their reasoning for getting the phrase pure evil tattooed on their knuckles?
They wanted to have pure evil tattooed on their knuckles. I don't have any reasoning for that outside of the official statement from the officer that says, like all of his tattoos, this hand tattoo has a personal message to him, and the words pure evil should not be observed as one message. He explained that the words pure and evil are separate from each other, and
So he's just regular evil, and in addition to that, he's also pure.
He explained and said that the tattoo represents a struggle between good and evil instead of meaning pure evil, which is what is tattooed on your hands, my man.
Look, I'm sorry. You're just fired for having bad, confusing tattoos.
Yeah,
can we just do that?
I mean, props for like the attempt to spin, I suppose.
Really wanted pure evil to be like a local band in Cincinnati that he was just a big fan of, or maybe like in on the side. Like, in addition to being a cop, I'm also the bassist for the thrash metal band Pure Evil, because that I could say.
If that was the explanation, you can keep that job.
Right. That I get.
Straight up. 100%. Yeah. But there is official policy saying you can't have, like, visible tattoos and stuff.
All right. Well, this is Billy Budd then. This is like, no, we're trying to, like, create this weird, like, moral kind of, like, you know, you violate it. It doesn't even matter what.
Yeah, no.
You could have just had good dude tattooed. It's still a visible tattoo, and there's a rule.
Yeah, you can't have good dude tattooed and be a police officer in Cincinnati either.
Yeah.
But yeah, our second fact is that if you cook your spouse instant noodles every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you'll probably get a divorce. That's a story out of India that's trending. I feel like people just read the headline and say, ah, hilarious instant noodle discourse. Let me pop on this. The thing I'm the most interested about is Goodyear has set forth a recall of RV tires. Now, this recall only concerns tires made not one, not two, not three, but 19 years ago. And that kind of got me thinking about the statute of limitations on recalling a product.
I feel like if a tire has lasted 19 years, it's probably pretty reliable tire there.
That's probably a dang good tire.
So, noodle guy.
We're going back to noodles.
Why didn't the dissatisfied noodle eater just make their own darn lunch?
I mean, that's a wonderful marital question, and I feel like you're approaching this as much more of like a partnership slash independent endeavor, because that's
what specifically what I'm suggesting is that it should be more of a partnership endeavor.
So, okay.
I'm not assuming that this relationship is, because it clearly ain't, but it should be.
I wasn't prepared to talk about this, but I can just a little tiny bit, and what I can say is that based on India's Special Marriage Act of 1954, there has to be a...
You weren't prepared to talk about this.
I was curious.
70-year-old Indian law that I just whip out of my pocket ready.
I was curious, all right? There are two qualifications. One of those is mutual consent. The other is to live separately for 1 year and agree to dissolve the marriage. Mutual consent, you have to provide a reason.
Right.
And I guess the reason that the spouse chose to provide is he only ever made me noodles because that has some physical grounding that I suppose I just don't like them anymore.
Oh, is this
would not have.
Is this a couple's attempt to subvert a silly divorce law by just providing an even sillier reason to technically meet the all right, I'm back on this couple's side now. This is great.
I mean,
they're working together to work apart. I like it.
And now we're just gonna get tattoos on all of our hands. Good.
Noodle.
N-U-umlaut-D-L. I was working on
that's
like
a thrash
pasta,
metal band.
Like, I can put this, I don't know. But yeah.
No, good noodle spelled N-U-D-L with an umlaut over the U. That's my thrash metal band.
I would go to that concert.